This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 200 city employees in Denver are set to lose their jobs as the city tries to close a budget deficit. Denverite's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
Carlon Manuel learned his job as the director of the city's Assessment, Intake, and Diversion Center was cut on Monday. As one of two employees at the AIDS Center, he said it appears to be the end of the Addiction and Homelessness Support Hub, a decision he criticized.
I don't know if they're about saving lives. I think they're about looking at optics.
In addition to layoffs, the city will also indefinitely freeze about 660 open positions and find other funding sources for another 100 jobs. I'm Paolo Jalsiter. Denverite.
Federal authorities now have indictments against 30 people for guns and drug crimes. CPR's Allison Sherry reports agents are also making gang claims they won't have to prove.
The highlight of Monday's press event was how the operation in South Denver, conducted by confidential informants and undercover officers, helped weaken the Tren de Aragua gang presence in Colorado. Of the 30 people charged, 8 were said to be in the gang, they said. But nothing in the federal case mentions gang affiliation or gang criminal activity. Officials on Monday declined to say how many people are thought to be members of the Train Gang in Colorado. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A possible measles exposure at Denver International Airport, CPR's John Daly.
A passenger with measles traveled through DIA's C Concourse last Tuesday, August 12th. The State Health Department and its counterparts in Denver and the airport say an out-of-state traveler with a confirmed case of measles arrived at gate C-51. They boarded another flight at gate C-50 that same day. Anyone who was there in that location may have been exposed. If you were there, watch for symptoms for 21 days after exposure. If symptoms develop, call your healthcare provider, urgent care, or emergency department before going in and tell them you may have been exposed to measles. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
It's Morning Edition on CPR News.